going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit.
Hello again, friends, and welcome inside the Riverland Roofing Studios, at least for me, Ben Garrett, at Spirit Ben on Twitter. Not for Chris Beard, Ole Miss men's basketball coach, who's coming to us from the Ole Miss TUI Center practice facility for basketball in his office. Chris, what's going on, man? How are things going? It's been a busy offseason. How are you?
A lot of time in the portal.
it's been a lot of time in the portal. I think, and not just the portal, top 100 high school signees, an international star, and Elias Carmardine, 6 transfers. What's been the assessment for you of the roster build so far, knowing obviously that there's plenty of work still to be done?
Yeah, I think to me, roster construction always starts kind of with who comes back. And I think that's a decision, obviously, for the player, especially in today's college landscape. And so, and certainly the decisions on our end as well. And I think it's about, you know, getting the right people back, not necessarily how many or how few. And so I think with us having, you know, Klafke and Dia and Zach Day coming back are guys that we think we can really build on, guys that we think can help us take the program to the next step as we continue to build it. And certainly with the high school guys coming in, it's always going to be the bloodline of your roster, trying to have some, you know, variety, diversity between young and old as we build the program. So we're excited about the young talent we have coming in. And then obviously college basketball has changed your ability to get in the portal and stay old and recruit impact players. I think the combination of all three of these has put us in a position right now where there's a lot of optimism. You know, we think we can be more the competitive next season.
You brought it up, but one of the things, and I've talked about it on this show for a while now, since Malik announced his return on the same day that Corey Chess commits from LSU in the portal. That's one of the most significant roster moves that's going to be made all offseason, because he did have options, right? He tested the NBA waters last year, good enough to do it again this year. We know with this transfer culture, there's all kind of pulls to go somewhere else. So getting Malik done, what were those conversations like, and how important and satisfying was getting that done, even considering all that you've done in the portal too?
Yeah, I don't want to speak for Dia, but, you know, I feel like we had just an open dialogue, you know, from the first day I met him about this time last year and recruiting him all the way up until the morning of our Michigan State game, we were talking. And certainly after that game, we were talking. So, when it came to his future, I can just tell you my side of the conversation, because I don't want to speak for him, but I think Dia had very defined goals coming to Ole Miss. We've accomplished some of the steps along the way, but we haven't accomplished the ultimate goal. And so we believe in him. I think he believes in our program. And so, yeah, we're just getting started. I think we have some very high expectations and goals for our team. And we have some high expectations for Dia individually as well, as we do with every player on our roster.
Yeah, with Dia, you rode him really hard last year, and it paid off with an incredible NCAA tournament run. He rode the wave a little bit of some highs and lows, but, man, really came on and was a superstar there at the end of the year. Where can he get better then? Where can he grow, you know, to take that next step as he's coming back for another year?
Yeah, I think a lot of things with Dia, just like every player, it's one of the awesome things about basketball is it doesn't matter if you're on the last year of your professional career or you're on the second year of your high school career. You know, the off season is always about the first thing. I think you got to kind of reflect where you've been, where you are, and then have a very clear plan and vision moving forward. So with Dia, you know, a lot of it to me is just consistency. He's proven on many different occasions, possessions, games, halves, weeks, that he can be a pro. And I think the next step is just consistency. You know, can we get 10 rebounds every game and not 10 rebounds a week sometimes? And I think with Dia, just, you know, also the mental side of this, I think he did a great job last year coming in and being a leader in his own ways, but also being a follower. And he kind of checked the ego at the door, and he listened to guys like Matt and Brake and Sean and Juju, guys that have been through it in the SEC, or for Sean's case, you know, the ACC. I think the next step for Dia is to continue to take all the advice, continue to be a humble guy that wants to win today, but also, you know, put some leadership on his role with our new players coming in, you know, some established guys that maybe haven't played in the SEC, some guys that haven't played at Ole Miss. I think with Dia, Klafke, and Day, you know, we're going to need some leadership from those guys. Just simply stated, they've been in the program before.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. The season kind of started today. The way I look at the roster with all y'all have done, Corin Johnson, the Louisville guard, would probably be the primary ball handler there right now. Are you still looking for point guards, for primary ball handlers? What are the remaining needs? And in your mind, because, like, in my mind, the front court looks pretty stout, especially once you get James Scott, Corin Johnson's teammate at Louisville, in the fold. So kind of what's the remaining needs, and what are you looking at in particular? Is it ball handler, primary point guard kind of guy?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think our roster is always going to be a work in progress, you know, up until the time we can take the court with these guys this summer. And with the ever-changing landscape of college basketball, you know, you kind of expect the unexpected in all ways. So I think more important to us is having a clear plan with each player in our team, you know, to max their potential and to ultimately, you know, turn into the best team we can be. So, you know, I don't think it's time right now to start talking about each player individually. I think we're still a work in progress. We feel really good about the guys on our team. You know, I hesitate to start talking about one guy individually because I don't, as much as I like you, Ben, I really don't want to sit here for 2.5 hours today. Swartz is already breathing down my neck on what time lunch is today. Funny thing about Swartz, too, he always shows up around lunchtime. you know, give him credit for that. But no, you mentioned ball handling in front court, got a lot of good players. And I would say one guy I would mention is Travis Perry coming over here. I think just has a huge ceiling for where he could be as a player. I'll just say this, simply stated, very, very high expectations for him as a player, as well as I have for all of our guys. But I think, you know, I think Travis, I think his story is going to be written a little bit different than some of the people on the outside think. And certainly with our returners, Klafke, Day, and Dia, I'm really appreciative of what they did last year in their current roles, but it's time for all three of those players to expand their roles. And every player we've recruited, I mentioned Travis today, we have a plan for each of these guys.
Well, it's interesting. I'm not going to go into individual players anymore, but you brought up Travis, and Mark Pope said a couple of days ago to KSR, our sister site here at On Three, how devastated he was. He thought he was on his way to becoming a legend at Kentucky. We know all of the legendary high school scoring. I think he set the record for most points for a high school player in Kentucky. Y'all really wanted him coming out of high school. What's like just that special connection that you have with him in particular? And it's kind of like a good encapsulation, I think, of how the portal is now, to where you have to maintain those relationships, right? Right. I mean, even though coming second last year in high school recruiting, this year you turn around and he's right there available to you again. You got an opportunity to go get him. He's an interesting case study for where things are. And like you said, writing their own stories and different stories and unique stories with this new environment everybody's kind of working in.
Yeah, I can't speak for Coach Pope. I don't I'm not a big social media guy, so I have no idea what he said or didn't say.
I've noticed you're not tweeting a lot like Lane, man. You're not like trolling or anything out there, Chris.
Yeah. I respect that out of Lane, though. I from time to time on an airplane, you know, where your phone doesn't work, one of the guy's assistants or one of my friends will kind of hand me a phone. But I love Lane's social media game. I wish I had that side of my personality, but I'm just trying to figure out how to get our first rebound of the season. But no, basketball is a small world. You know, there's no doubt. Like, you know, in recent years, you know, like I've even coached against some of our players, you know, and TJ Shannon, one of my favorite players ever. We coached against him when he was at Illinois, and Kevin McCullough, special player, both those guys in the NBA right now. But no, it's just a small world. It's amazing. Like I was talking to an international prospect this morning, and just so many connectors in this small world of basketball. You'd think it's a lot bigger than it is, but a lot of times things circle back. And so, yeah, it's definitely part of the game these days, no doubt about it.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, we've heard, like throughout this portal cycle, that the prices, then the price tags and the asks and negotiations. I had Walker Jones on here not long ago, and he said, man, basketball portal has been unlike ever before. How crazy from your seat was it, and how tough was it to navigate, or just tricky was it to navigate, even with the full support of Walker and them, with Keith and them, and increased NIL budget? How wild was this particular portal compared to past cycles that you dealt with?
Yeah, I think college basketball recruiting has always been challenging. It's always been fun. It's always been the ability to adapt quickly. You know, big picture, like simply stated, it's an amazing business because the most important people involved are the players, and they don't set the rules. I would argue that the coaches are pretty important in this whole deal too. We don't set the rules. And so it's like we're in this business where we have to just kind of react and, you know, and change from month to month, week to week, day to day, year to year. So I actually had this conversation with friends of mine that aren't in college athletics, whether it be in the business world or whether it be another occupation, where it's like, you know, in most occupations, if you think about that, the most important people involved kind of set the climate, set the culture, set the rules. Makes sense, right? But in this deal of college athletics, like, again, the players and coaches don't set the rules. We just have to adapt. And I think my thing with name, image, and likeness is the only time I kind of speak up is when there's almost like a negative connotation that the players or this or the agents or this. In my opinion, it's quite the opposite. You know, the players didn't set the rules. The players didn't set the market. That's right. A bunch of adults in the next room over did that. So we're just trying to make the most of what's going on. And I think there's a lot of good in this too. You know, it's like Brakefield's story with what he did with Brandon this year, you know, broke on kind of the national level. And so, yeah, but this idea, there's just a lot of greed and stuff like that in this deal, you know, no different than any other business. You got some bad actors in the corner, but the majority of this is good. I mean, I've always thought the players should benefit from this game. We just need some more guide rails. We need some rules. I mean, at some point, somebody's got to tell the coaches and the players and the agents and everybody, this is exactly what we're doing. Because right now, you could ask five people the exact same question, and you get five different answers.
See, and you talk about adults making the rules. My response to that would be adults not making the rules, not doing shit to do the rule, but put the rules together. You know what I mean? They're just letting it kind of roll out there, and y'all have to figure out a way to navigate this. One of the last things, last time I talked to Keith Carter, he was on here a couple weeks ago, and he mentioned how y'all were close to signing the new contract. Where are things with that? Are you signed and sealed, delivered now?
Yeah, I think we're in great shape in that regard. Again, I trust people to kind of do that. And then Keith and I have a direct line of communication. But with that, it's just easy to talk about. I mean, we came to Ole Miss to do a job. To me, the job is in the work in progress. You know, we haven't accomplished all the things that we look forward to accomplishing sooner than most people think. We all love it here. You know, it's not just about me. It's our coaches, our families, the kids on this staff, most importantly, the players. And so, I don't want to sound like I'm running around every day with my Ole Miss flag, but in a lot of ways I am. I mean, it starts with the chancellor and Keith and this community and the people. And we don't ever take that for granted. You know, I think if you look where we started and where we are after two seasons, it's very visible, the growth we've had in all sorts of areas. A lot of work has gone into that. You know, I think the players deserve the majority of the credit, but it's our administration, it's our fan base, it's our students. It's just a cool time to be in Oxford right now. We're just trying to do our part in men's basketball. You know, it's not like there's not a lot of pressure around here. You know, you look at what the other sports are doing and what the campus is doing and what the chancellor's doing with growing enrollment. You know, there's a responsibility around here to be really good in your area. And so I think we're off to a good start. I think a Sweet 16 in year two speaks for itself. Our players were really good this year. And now the challenge and really the fun part of this, the opportunity, is the next steps as we build this thing.
I'm glad you brought it up about Oxford and how special it feels. I mean, Lane's going into year six. You're going into year three. I'm going to Blind Pig the other day for lunch, and I hear somebody yell out of the truck like, "Ben, Ben," and it's Kermit, the guy you replaced, Kermit Davis. He's still here. And it shows you this business and what we work in and around, a lot can come with it. But, man, if you let Oxford be the special place it is, man, it can be really special. It can feel like a huge community that you're always a part of. That's a really good point that you brought up. Last thing, Gary Parrish, you were on with him the other day, and you mentioned how you haven't really gotten a break other than the Final Four weekend when you got to go to San Antonio. When are you going to get that break? What are you going to do when you get that break? Like, what do you do for a hobby? You don't got Pilates and yoga like Lane, do you? Because Leanne too, he told me, Chris, that you're a big Disney guy. And my kids have been on me like for weeks now about, "Hey, Daddy, it's about that time to go to Disney World." You know what I mean? So what are you doing? When are you going to get your break, man?
I don't know. One thing personally is I've got Margo graduating from high school this spring.
Ooh, congratulations.
And then Ella graduated from college last weekend. So I was able to have some personal time with the daughters revolving around that. Got some plans to try to do some personal stuff, but until we get this roster completely set, you know, it seems like kind of a dream down the road. But no, it's been a good off season. You know, you mentioned Disney, man.
Give it to me.
Still haven't taken the Tuies up. I think the Tuie family, they have a little bit different pathway to the Disney experience that I've had in the past, you know, like
that VIP.
Yeah, me and the girls, we started in the early days. You know, our hotel or motel was 35 miles from Disney, and we were going in with the Coke can after 5 p.m.
Yep.
I didn't even understand the Fast Pass back in those days, and so we've been blessed though. Basketball has been good to us, so we've entered a different world, but we have not entered the world that I think the Tuies can provide in the Disney arena. So that Sean has mentioned it to me several times. And, you know, it's one of those things people, "Hey, you should come out to my lake house sometime, or you should come see me sometime." And most people just, okay, but never follow up. I'm damn sure going to follow up on this Disney experience. Man, I have a yellow sticky note on my TV table that's like Disney Tuies. And so I'll have to get back on the show after we do that and explain it to you. Because it's my fault that it's going to be a little bit different Disney experience than I've experienced in the past.
I got to hear it. Because I've done that VIP thing one time, Chris. And when you do it once, you never want to do Disney any other way again. And I just want to know your report, your first hand report from the Tron Rod and Guardians of the Galaxy. I just need to know how my guy handled those. Because you'll be shocked to know that your friend Ben Vomited only twice, but twice he did. You know, that's weak stomach. He's so Chris Pierce.
I'm what? A big Soarin' guy. You do the Soarin' ride in Epcot?
That's what Leanne said. And Soarin', I'm terrified of heights. And all I could think about was, oh, my God, I'm about to fall into my death the whole time because my legs were dangling. But, yeah. Soarin', you're a Soarin' guy.
Man, there's something about that. Like, again, in the early days, we waited in line one time. It must have been 2 hours.
Yes.
No exaggeration. And then we get in there, and I mean, I damn sure I wanted to do it again. And the girls were like, no, we're not doing it again. So there's something about that ride, man. I think, like, I've actually had this thought, you know, like this college athletics where everybody's always upgrading their facilities. You know, it's like, how nice does a locker room really need to be? And we're certainly in that race here at Ole Miss, too. We got great facilities, not good, great. But I always kind of envisioned having one of those Soarin' rides in the player lounge and maybe going through, like, the history of basketball, you know, like maybe starting with Wilt Chamberlain and those guys and go all the way up until the present day of Joker. Which, by the way, if you watch Joker play these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, did you see him yesterday hit that ridiculous – put up 44 yesterday, completely shut down defensively, and yet still got off that 30. He did everything he could. We need to love where basketball is right now because, my gosh, dude, what he's doing is insanity. Insanity.
No, that possession, it was almost like he tried to pass it. He tried to hand it off.
Yeah.
He kind of glanced up there at the shot clock and – I mean, that was the shot that I used to shoot as a kid in my room, and I had the Nerf goal over the boy, you know, and I could hit any shot.
Do that leaning, like I would be Jozon Darby, who played at Ole Miss, and I'd be like, Jozon, you know, kind of throw it. I wouldn't do Kobe. I'd go Jozon straight at the thing, man. That was a Jozon shot. He just leaned and took it. The NBA Combine is happening right now. Ole Miss has got some NBA players or aspiring NBA players with Sean and Jamin. What do you think about Ole Miss's growth? They're not at the Combine, but they've gone to Portsmouth. They've had good performances so far, but the growth in the NBA arena, you talked about how important that was. Last thing, how do you feel Ole Miss has grown in that particular area? And obviously with room to grow, but these guys that just had that historic run at the Sweet 16, getting opportunities now as well.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you mentioning that. I don't want to leave somebody out because we had so many seniors, but I know Barnes was in here the other day getting a workout in with John Riley. He signed with one of the best agents in basketball. So I really look forward to his journey. Of course, Matt is in the rehab process right now, doing really well. He came back last weekend for graduation. I expect him to be picked up by an NBA team probably on the night of the draft. Brakefield has real options, played well in Portsmouth, Sean Padula, Juju, a lot of these guys. And so it's going to be really exciting to not only see where they land their first seasons in professional basketball, but to me, kind of watching how these journeys go. And got a lot of confidence in those guys. I think every guy we had on our team last year who exhausted their eligibility, not only I think are future pros, but also just really good people where that character is going to bleed into their pro careers. So I predict we'll have some awesome stories as the years go on. I think several of those guys will play in NBA games sooner than most people think, but it's going to be fun watching all those guys.
Special group, and did something that most of my adult life I never thought I'd see again, and that's match the single season greatest accomplishment for Ole Miss basketball, make it to the Sweet 16. Chris Beard and company are thinking much, much further, and he'll continue to build out his roster this offseason. Thank you, Chris, man, for coming on the podcast and hanging out with me. We'll talk again soon, and I do want that firsthand report from the Guardians of the Galaxy, Rod, once you get back.
You got it, man. Have a great week.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.